Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
All right, let's get updated. Gary Kraft, the Rabbi of Rock. How you doing, Gary?
All right, how are you guys?
We're okay. It's Friday. We're good.
All right.
You've been a bit busy this week, huh?
You're kind of at ground zero.
Yeah, we are busy here, obviously, with Aretha Franklin. That's the story right now. She passed away yesterday at the age of 76 from pancreatic cancer after a long period of ailing health. I mean, anybody who's been watching her has seen a number of tours and concerts be canceled over the years due to doctor's orders, and that's, you know, so it finally came to its end yesterday. And of course the outpouring began almost immediately. Actually, it began earlier in the week because news came out Sunday night, really, that she was, you know, that her passing was imminent, and so you began to have people weigh in, you know, from then on. And of course yesterday, just a huge outpouring, former presidents, people around the world, musicians, of course, actors. You know, she touched, it's not a surprise, but, you know, when something like this happens, you realize just how many lives and people someone like Aretha Franklin touched. And, you know, in this case, we really are talking about a Mount Rushmore figure in terms of our popular culture. You know, one of the, no discussion of the best singers of all time goes without mentioning her. You only, to really gauge her impact, you only have to look at the pop charts now, and, you know, whether it's Adele or Mariah or Beyonce or any number of lesser talents than that, you know, these are all the children of Aretha, and there are certainly some male singers we could put in that category too. So it really is a huge, huge loss.
Rolling Stone called her the greatest female voice of all time, right? That's
I would go, you know,
Rolling Stone called her.
Yeah, no, Rolling Stone called her the greatest. Well, she was number one in their list of greatest singers of all time, and I think that's certainly defensible. You know, Aretha did something very, very special with her voice, and she did it. She was the natural woman. When you hear a Mariah Carey or a Beyonce getting really emotive in their singing, you know, it's something that they do, and it's planned, and it's worked out, whereas when Aretha did it, it was natural. It was what she did. She channels a lifetime of great spirit, great pain, you know, in her life, and managed to put that all into the way she sings.
That's what makes a great singer, right?
Right. Well,
someone that can bring that. That's where the soul comes from.
And you think, I was just looking at, you know, I was obviously immersing myself in Aretha during the past week, and just in 1968 alone, what she did with a couple of albums she put out there, and, you know, having Respect come out, and Do Right Woman, Do Right Man, and I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You, and Chain of Fools, and there, you know, that was just in 1 year. And then you build a, you know, more than 60 years of a recording career on top of that, and it's really something. So right now we're waiting to hear about, you know, arrangements. She will get a huge memorial. I suspect former presidents will come in to Detroit for that.
Yeah.
Once they hold it, the question is where and how. Of course, she comes from the church, and her father, C.L. Franklin, was the longtime, very famous pastor at New Bethel Baptist Church here. But, you know, is that large enough to really do it in, or do you look at an arena or a stadium to do something really large scale? And they are planning a tribute concert. Now it's going to be a memorial tribute concert for November at Madison Square Garden in New York. That was already in the works prior to everything that went down this week. But that, of course, will take on a little extra gravity, you know, given what happened yesterday.
There's a movie in the works, and she had even participated in...
Oh, yeah. No, she was the producer of this biopic that Jennifer Hudson had reportedly been cast in to play Aretha. No word on what's going to happen to that yet. You know, the last time I spoke with Aretha, I spoke with Miss Franklin, I got the sense it wasn't all the way there yet in terms of, you know, I's dotted and T's crossed. But now, how can it not happen?
Well, who's gonna shut that down?
Well, it's not so much just about the aesthetics and the quality of it. It really is about, you know, more than anything, it's probably about the financing of it.
Yeah.
So now I can't imagine, you know, especially now they'll have trouble with that. So I'm sure we'll see it. And then, you know, originally I think it was conceived as like a Lifetime channel biopic, but you've got to think now that the major studios are going to clamor for it to be a real theatrical release.
Did she got a headline here that she insisted on being paid in cash all the time?
All the time. She was old school like that. You know, she was, kind of like Chuck Berry was like that, Little Richard. She comes from that era where they didn't trust anybody. And not only did she insist on being paid in cash, she paid her band members personally in cash. You would, after an Aretha show, there'd be a lineup at her hotel room. At her door for guys coming in to get their payment in cash.
And that ever bother the IRS or, you know, the bean counters?
Yeah, sure it did, and there have been issues about that. I mean, this is right now not the time to recount some of the darker aspects of Aretha Franklin's life and career, but there were charges of unpaid taxes. There are people who claim she owes them money. There's a lot of that out there. You know, like I say, now is not the time to be recounting all of that, but that is part of the story here as well.
What else about her? What else is...
I mean, she did, despite what I just said, you know, she was a humanitarian. She did a lot of good and very quiet good works, you know, certainly around Detroit and around the country. Definitely a voice of the civil rights movement, you know, so much of her best and most provocative material came out, you know, during that heyday of the civil rights movement. And, you know, she was a very close with Martin Luther King Jr., very close with Jesse Jackson, and, you know, her music was the music of the struggle too, and also it was the music of the feminist movement. You know, she really crossed a lot of lines, and as we said before, she touched a lot of people. All over the world. I mean, this is one, it's really hard to overstate her impact and importance.
All right. Well, as long as we're still in the A's with Aretha, what's AC/DC up to?
Yeah, this is exciting. They're in Vancouver. It looks like they're working with producer Mike Frazier at his studio. And the reason we know all this is apparently there's a journalist who lives in a loft right near the studio, so he's been taking pictures.
That's lazy reporting, isn't it? I mean,
yeah,
he can do it from his bed.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's really what he can do, and so it is the AC/DC with Brian Johnson and with Phil Rudd back on drums. You know, so it's the famous lineup.
So no idea when it would be ready or when it would be out.
Not yet.
Just,
I mean, these
they're
guys
just in
tend
the
to
studio.
Take their time, but certainly it's together. They don't just come up there unprepared and say, oh, let's see what we can do. You know, they're making an album, and I would expect we'll see it next year and probably go on tour. Somehow they've worked it out that Brian Johnson can be in the band again despite the hearing issues, you know, and Phil Rudd can be in the band despite being a scumbag.
So, I didn't think he could leave the country.
Is there a cure for that?
Yeah, you know, that there's no cure for that. Maybe able to take care of Brian.
Hearing.
Who's
hearing
playing the role of Malcolm?
Malcolm will still be Stevie Young, their nephew.
Okay.
Who did it on the last tour. So it's basically the group that made the last album.
Yeah, okay.
And that's exciting and a little unexpected. I think people thought if they were going to move forward, it might be with Axl Rose singing. But, you know, it looks like Brian Johnson's back. And then we'll see where it goes. You know, right now, until this guy takes some more pictures, this is what we know.
All right, Aerosmith, Vegas act.
Aerosmith going to Vegas. Not a bad idea. They've booked, I believe it's 26 or 28 shows that'll start April 6th and run through July 9th, and maybe more. You know, maybe more. I think it's at this point them Aerosmith being Aerosmith, both the age and what seems to be the temperament of the band members, especially to each other. Maybe this is the best way for them to exist and just to kind of hunker down, you know, in one place, and then they can come and go as they need to for their other projects, and then come together on the specified dates to be Aerosmith.
And
they're not the only one. Lady Gaga just announced a run. She's going to start in late December. And if you wonder why these people do it. The other news that came out this week was Gwen Stefani made $5.5 million from 12 shows in her Vegas residency.
Wow.
Well,
these
yeah.
Things pay.
Sign me up.
Steve Perry's back.
Yeah, there's excitement. Steve Perry emerging after 30 years after his last solo album. I guess it's 32 years since his last solo album. This will be coming out on October 5th. It's called Traces. It includes original songs as well as a cover of "I Need You," the Beatles song. He's been largely out of sight, and when he's shown up, it's been for things like "To Sing with the Eels," or he crashed a Toad the Wet Sprocket rehearsal.
Yeah, didn't he sing at a San Francisco Giants game?
Yeah, when they were in the World Series, he led the crowd in "Don't Stop Believin'."
Yeah, and it sounded terrible.
Yeah. And he's got a new single out called "No Erasin'" with a video, and it sounds okay. I mean, I don't think you deliver after 32 years. You deliver anything up to the expectations people will have of him. This is not going to be Journey, people. You know, this is going to be a Steve Perry solo album. He did talk to a syndicated radio show this week, by the way, and they asked him, so what was the deal with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Why didn't you go up and do something? And Steve Perry's take of it is, it's not my band anymore. I haven't been in it for a long time. Arnell's got the gig, Arnell Pineda, the current singer, and he didn't feel like it was appropriate for him to do it. Do we buy that?
They're all his songs, though.
No, yeah. But, that's what he said, and he's sticking to it.
All right, well.
That's kind of odd, actually. Kind of new.
He's an odd guy.
Because usually, anytime someone's given a chance to chime in about something they want to unload on, they do.
Right.
Yeah.
And Weird Al?
Weird Al's getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and that's nice, because he is more than just the guy who does records or who does these parodies. I mean, he's got a whole career of video and movie making videos for other people. So, he's going to, on August 27th, he'll get a star. They're going to do the usual big ceremony, and that'll be nice.
It's appropriate.
Sure.
Why not? It's well deserved.
All right. Thanks, Gary.
All right. Thank you, guys. You have a good weekend.
You too.
And we'll talk next week.
All right.